Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Angela Morancy, a member of the Centre de Justice de Proximité Côte Nord, CJPCN, an organization that offers free legal information to the residents of the North Shore Territory. Hi, Angela.
Hello again.
Hello. Nice to have you back for more great legal information.
Yes, thank you.
And so what topic will we be discussing today?
Today, we are actually going to be talking about the statement of offense. I'll just give a little brief introduction to a statement of offense. So it can be given when there's a violation, like parking in a no parking zone, or a violation of prohibition, for example, smoking where you're not supposed to be smoking, or, which is going to be our topic for today, speeding, and therefore the speeding ticket.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we start to barter. Oh, Mr. Officer, I'm really nice. I'm in a hurry.
Yep.
But on a serious note, it happens. Sometimes we go a little too fast. We're not supposed to. But nonetheless, it's the things we need to know if we ever get ticketed. So maybe we could start by talking about, what do we do after receiving a ticket?
There are actually three quote-unquote options, I'll say, after receiving a ticket. So either we just pay it, we suck it up and we pay it, we contest it, or we ignore it and do nothing.
And hope it goes away.
Yes. If we actually decide to pay the fine, then that's actually an admittance of guilt. So if this is an offense where demerit points have been accumulated, these will be added to our file at SAAQ as soon as we pay the fine. However, if we believe that we are not guilty of the offense and we actually want to contest the ticket, we must complete the form that's provided, obviously checking not guilty. That's on the back of the statement that's sent to us or given to us, depending on how we've received it. And we send it to the address that's indicated, again, on the back of the statement, within 30 days from the receipt of the ticket. Something to note, though, is that this period is the same whether the ticket was, again, given to us, so whether it was the police officer that stopped us and handed us the ticket, or if we received it by mail, as an example, that we were caught by a red light camera and the ticket was forwarded to us that way. So with the pleading of not guilty, though, the fine and the accumulation of the demerit points will be suspended until the contestation is heard by a judge or until the person decides whether or not they would rather just declare themselves guilty and pay the fine. And then lastly, if we choose to do nothing and pray that it goes away, the judge will make a decision in this case. So if your answer hasn't been received within 30 days, a judge will, and that's without notifying you, examine the file. She will then determine if there is actually enough evidence to find guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. And if not, then you'll be acquitted and the file is closed. But if, however, she does find that there's enough evidence, the judge will actually declare you guilty and order you to pay the fine and cost despite your absence.
So, Angela, can you tell us what happens if we plead not guilty?
So after sending the not guilty plea, next is just to await the notice of hearing. This notice contains the date, the time, and the place of the hearing. It also contains the assigned file number with the court. So that's how your number will be referenced. And the time between the forwarded plea of not guilty and the date of the hearing, it actually varies from court to court, sorry. Concerning the report of the police officer, who is the officer who gave the ticket, this report, in addition to the information contained in the statement of offense, this report contains the officer's observations, which will be relevant and necessary to prove the offense. Some courts attach it with the notice of hearing, while others send it later. However, it could also be given on the day of the hearing. Therefore, it may be interesting to observe this report before the commencement of your pleading to have the right to a full and complete defense. Concerning the hearing, it is important to appear on the date set out in the notice of hearing, ready to present your argument. If you are not present or you're not represented, there could be a default conviction. If the defendant is found guilty, he will then have to pay the fine imposed by the judge with the addition of court costs. So it's therefore important to keep in mind that in the event of finding guilt, the amount of the fine will actually be higher than what was originally indicated on the initial ticket. And then we also have to think about the demerit points that would be on the file at the FAAQ. Of course, if there's ever any questions concerning court fees, the defendant can contact the court registrar, who's actually responsible for the case.